Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show is designed to shine a spotlight on local business as a driving force in our lives. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured here on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by owner Marty Pecoraro of Riverfront Auto Sales. And, well, good to make your acquaintance again. What's new since last time we talked?
Good to see you. Good to see you, Randy. Things are good. Things are great. Weather looks like it's finally breaking. We're ready. We've been ready for the spring market, so yeah, we're ready.
And then I use the word new, and automatically I'm thinking, well, maybe that's not quite the word I should be using for you, because you basically deal with pre-owned vehicles at Riverfront Auto Sales. So talk a little bit again, for those who may not have heard you the last couple times you've been on, about why that's maybe a better investment than going ahead and buying a new one.
Well, I think most people know and realize you buy a new car, you drive around the block, you've probably lost 10%, and that could adds up to big dollars. As a matter of fact, my son just found a car for a good friend of ours, a 1-year-old car with 4,000 miles with a sticker of $74,000 that he ended up buying for $54,000. That's a $20,000 savings on a car with only 4,000 miles. And there still comes, they're still under the full factory warranty. That doesn't, take away from the coverage. So it's just a matter of, do you want to save money just to have a new car? A car with 4,000 miles still got that new car smell. Just not paying that, that new car smell money.
And when it comes to Riverfront Auto Sales, most people maybe have the impression, talking pre-owned, you're talking some, well, not necessarily beat up, but let's say gently used Ford or Chevy. You actually have more upscale models than just those guys.
Yeah, we've come a long way, Randy. We really have. I mean, back in the days when I started, back in the 70s, we had cars that were, $5,000, $3,000, $2,000. But now we've got cars that, Porsches, BMWs, Mercedes, all kinds of exotics. And if we don't have it, my son is great at doing locating. We have a locating service that he can find exactly what you're looking for. Color, make, model, miles, options, anything that's important to you, he'll get it right down to the, color of the interior.
Yeah, I know from experience, I've had that very thing happen to me where thought we had one, didn't have one, actually got something that ended up being better, and I'm still driving it today. And that is what the experience is for everybody that comes down to Riverfront Auto Sales. You can get precisely what they order.
Yeah, like we did for you, and I think one of your co-workers, Mr. Walter, who works for Entercom, we did the same thing. Took a little time, but we wanted a specific interior color. We wanted that basketball brown. Took us about 3 weeks, but when we got it, Mark was doing backflips. It was exactly the color he wanted on the outside, the color on the inside, the options, the miles, and the price range, which is the most important thing. And that's what's nice. People know that all up front, that we could email them the pictures, the condition reports, and the exact car, and here's what's going to cost you. And it's like, wow, with the internet, it's all that information is accessible, but we could provide that exact car for you.
Yeah, concierge service is the term you use, right?
Pretty much. That's what we like to think. It's like a concierge service. You call him up, you tell my son what you want, he'll deal with you through email, send you pictures of the exact same car that he's going to buy, and you want it, we'll get it for you.
And when it comes to car purchases, do you find that the people are generally looking for the extras, the add-ons, or is it really the color of the vehicle, or combination?
A little bit of both, but I think the most important thing you touched on there, Randy, is the options. People pay dearly. When you order a brand new car, there's a lot of packages that you pay for to order. If you wanted the heated seats and you want the winter package and you want the special wheels, you pay quite a bit of money to order them packages. But when that car resells on the used car market, that does not affect the value that much. So you could really get a lot of car for the money by buying something that's got a lot of options. And people realize that, and that's why they come in and say, hey, we want a limited, we want leather, we want a sunroof, because they're going to get that almost for the same price they're going to get a car that doesn't have the sunroof and doesn't have the leather.
And something else that makes Riverfront Auto Sales a little bit different than most, you're not just looking to sell people cars, you'll actually buy cars from people.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing that for a while, with the market the way it is, and the expense factor of, you know, shipping cars, buying fees. There's quite a bit of money that's cost to get the car in. So we like to get cars right from our community right here, Buffalo. They bring them right down to us, and we'll write them a check on the spot. And obviously, we could pay a little bit more because we don't have that expense of buy fees. You know, buy fees nowadays at the auctions are $300-$500 on average, and I've paid $700-$800 for the more expensive cars. Then you got to tack on another, depending where the car is in the country, could cost me another $1,000 or $1,200 to get it shipped.
Talking with owner Marty Pecoraro Sr., he is the owner of Riverfront Auto Sales, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. As far as the credit situation, how does that shake out for people when they come down?
Again, I got to tip my hat to my son. He handles that end of it, and we have multiple banks with people with excellent credit, you know, 800 and above credit scores, all the way down to people that have zero credit scores and people that have bad credit. So we have a bank that will guarantee credit approval for everybody.
And is there a current promotion tied to that, something like a Pecoraro payment plan I may have heard of?
Yes, yeah, they're calling it the Pecoraro payment plan. So me, my son, and my grandson will make your first payment, each one of us. So we'll make three payments up to a total of $600. So if your car payment's $200 a month, you don't have to pay a payment for the first 3 months that you own the car.
Buying, selling, you pretty much do it all. And it's not just, quote-unquote, regular cars. Classic cars. Saying a soft spot is probably putting it too mildly, I guess.
Yeah, my heart just skipped the beat again, Randy. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and I'll tell you, to see these cars, the 69 muscle cars and classic cars, I don't think they're ever going to make or manufacture cars like that ever again. So, yeah, we have a showroom with some classic cars and muscle cars. As a matter of fact, we've been trying to have our car show. We usually have it second Monday of each month. But unfortunately, with the rain, we got rained out in May. Excuse me, got rained out in June. So we're hoping that we're going to have our show this July, July 8th, which will be the second Monday in July. So we encourage anybody to come down. If you have a car, bring it to show it off. Even if you don't, just come and see what's there. We'll be there Monday, July 8th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m.
And this is right at Riverfront Auto Sales?
Right at our dealership, right? So they can come and see our cars in the showroom and see our regular cars. And, you know, there's just a lot of great people. Niagara Street's really, you know, come around. There's a lot of new things happening on Niagara Street. So I encourage people to come down and take a look at Niagara Street again and come down to our car show.
1379 Niagara Street, if you need the exact locator, which is more or less in the shadow of downtown Buffalo. Couldn't get much closer unless you were parked inside City Hall.
Yep. We're right across from the Mentholatum Company. It's stone throw away from the Peace Bridge, so we're right there.
With the weather the way it's been, has that, I know it sounds kind of silly to ask, but I will, any impact on people coming in?
You know, it's obviously people don't want to come out when there's, you know, sideways rain and that stuff, but, you know, people still come out. And, you know, if people need a car, they have to find one. So if their car breaks or they're in an accident. So we've been selling cars. The rain hasn't really stopped our sales. Just makes it a little bit tougher. But we have everything on our computer so people could view all the pictures of the car right in our showroom or right in our dealership. And then we can go out, put a play on. They could take it for a road test if they wanted to buy something in stock.
And not that I want to give away, like, everything that you have to do in terms of purchasing, new, used, whatever you do. Factors that do impact the tariff question been getting a lot of play. Does that have anything to do with your business at all?
I don't think so much on the used car side. I'm sure on the new car side that may affect them, but right now we're not seeing any of that at all on the used car side at all. As a matter of fact, we're starting to see a little bit of a downturn in pricing. The market's been so strong for so many years, so we're finally starting to see a little bit of supply of the lease cars coming in. And the more supply, obviously, the prices are going to come down a little bit.
And where do you generally get these cars from?
You know, we get them all over the country, Randy. Now they have this couple apps. I buy a lot of my stuff right on the phone. I could buy cars right on my phone, never have to leave my living room. I could be in my morning coffee and buy 5-6 cars before I get to the office. It's really made my job a lot easier.
Is it impolitic to ask how many cars you actually own?
Me, myself, personally, believe it or not, I only have two cars, one for me and one for my wife. I don't really have I have a bunch of cars that are in the classic room that I would like to consider are mine. If we sell them, fine. If we don't sell them, I have no problem taking them out on the weekend. I'm going to take out my 70 Mustang Boss this weekend for a little ride and beat it up a little bit and wake it up and put it back in the showroom when I'm done. But if we sell it, we sell it. If not, I love to enjoy the car.
And the website, fairly straightforward, right?
Google Riverfront Auto Sales or just go right to riverfrontautosales.com.
Well, what else is going on in the world in which you deal, which is getting these getting these gently used vehicles?
Well, like I say, this app that they have now, there's two big auction sites that I can buy cars that, you know, I've been doing this for 40 years, over 40 years, actually. And if you would have told me I ever would have bought a car without touching it, seeing it, or feeling it, I would have told you you're out of your mind. But now 85% of my inventory is bought just that way. And, you know, I didn't think it would work, but, you know, I just give you a quick example of why it does work. Let's say a guy in California has got a car on this site for sale. If I get the car and it's not as described as what the condition report says it is, when I get it there, he has to take the car back, pay me back my shipping, pay for the shipping to get it back into his dealership, and then it's back in his inventory. So even myself, when I place cars on this site that I'm going to sell wholesale dealer to dealer, I make sure I describe everything, and I over-describe because I don't want to get a call that the car is, hey, the tires aren't worth the, you know, 430 seconds like you said, or it's had paint work, or it has a dent, because then I got to buy the car back and pay the shipping both directions. So obviously that's what makes it work.
Yeah, and what keeps you going at this stage, aside from the fact that you're generations in and generations behind you, still rising through the ranks?
I still love cars. I love the way they've advanced. I mean, it's just amazing, the technology. You know, I'm excited for the self-driving cars. I mean, I know that's coming. I mean, like I said, I've been doing this since the 70s, and I've seen how cars have changed, and I get excited every morning when I get up. Cars will always excite me, so I don't think I'll ever get out of it.
And everybody's doing well?
Yeah, my son's doing great. My grandson's coming around now that school's over. And we have a little grandson that's going to be coming around. He's only 1.5, and we just found out my daughter's going to be doing with the baby. So we're really excited. Family's growing. Everybody's working. I got my daughters working for me. My son's working for me. So I love family, and I love that I could spend time with them while I work all day long, too, at the same time.
And considering the times we live in, the fact that the family all gets along and has to create this generational business now is pretty highly regarded.
It is, because I have fond memories of my father when I was growing up, and my mom even worked in the dealership. So, you know, it's great that I worked for my mom and dad, and I'm so happy that my son and daughters and maybe my grandsons will work the dealership too. So, yeah, we have a lot of time that we get to spend together, and it's awesome.
All right, riverfrontautosales.com. I got it right this time. Yeah, for the website, the actual location, 1379 Niagara Street. Marty, glad to have you by again.
Same here. Thanks, Randy. Hopefully the summer's going to start, so enjoy it and enjoy the sunshine and the warm weather for the next couple months that we're going to have.
Yes, it would be nice if that actually happened.
Yeah,
that would be
right.
Great.
Yep.
Owner Marty Pecoraro, Sr., he's with the owner of Riverfront Auto Sales. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.